This is New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. Art, performance, and helping people are how Shirley Jackson Whitaker makes sense of the world around her, including her own identity as a Black woman. Whitaker grew up in the South.
When I was 4 or 5, we lived on this dirt road, and my cousin, he used to draw, and I thought that was like a miracle that he could make things come alive. And so he cleaned off the road, and he said, you can draw here as much as you want, because I didn't have no paper and no pencil. So we'd take a stick, and all day long in the hot Georgia sun, I would sit there and I would draw.
Whitaker is now a visual artist and a medical doctor living in Western Massachusetts. She's written and illustrated a picture book titled, I Did Not Ask to Be Born Black, I Just Got Lucky. It's the first pick this year in our series, Books for Young People. Whitaker told New England Public Media's Jill Kaufman the book is for little girls, but could also be for grown-ups.
Someone told me that if you go in certain stores in Springfield, there's an aisle of creams that can make you look white. It bleaches your skin. Internationally, white is right. Black, step back. This is taught early. You're ugly because you got that black skin and that kinky hair. And you don't value yourself because this culture do not celebrate our features, but we have to. You gotta have strength within yourself. And I think that starts early. Then you get the strength to go forward.
Not only did you write this, and not only are you also a doctor, you are also an artist. So you're the illustrator of Lucky. You've created her. Can you describe her?
All of the pictures of Lucky's vary. But what I hope that they show is this mahogany young lady. The girl on the cover, she's looking up and she's looking so proud. Her hair is... you can see that got these two puffs on the back and they're coarse looking and kinky, but she radiates pride. As I said, they differ. All the sketches differ.
But she's a little girl. She's 8, 9, 10 years old.
Yeah, this one is 8, 9, or 10. And I'd say most of the ones that are sketched in here, I would say definitely less than 12 years of age.
And then the cover, Lucky is wearing a beautiful purple dress. She's got a ribbon in her hair, and she's got a beautiful posture. She's looking up.
She's got her chest up, her head back. She's just as if she's looking to the stars. And how she presents herself is that I'm proud of who I am. And that was my goal. That title had been with me for like 5 or 6 years. I wanted Lucky to celebrate her eyes, her nose, her lips, her hair. That makes her lucky. I have a patient that's on dialysis now, and she's in her 80s. And I had always tried to give her something, so I gave her that book. And no, this was before COVID-19. And when I go to the dialysis unit, I have to wear a mask, plastic, and sometimes I have my shades on, so they can't even see me. So one day I was in there, and she says, I'm lucky. And I turn around, and I could see in her eyes it was her saying that to me.
Would you mind reading to me?
Hello. My name is Lucky. My skin, glistening like a Black Panther's coat, making me so elegant and proud that I have to gloat. I am lucky. My hair is tight and kinky, made of magnificent twists. It is truly gorgeous, full of clusters of curls. I am lucky. These eyes, wide and curious, forever on guard to capture every moment of life, to keep watchful through trouble and strife. I am lucky. The center of my face, my nose, broad and curved, just right, capturing and inhaling air for my body both day and night. I am lucky.
That's Shirley Jackson Whitaker reading from her children's book, Lucky,